finally, we had concluded the sixth chapter and ready now to begin in the seventh chapter. And here is the great harvest of the earth that is pictured. But not only that, but a time now of great global effect of some of the massive holocausts and upheavals, not only among and between nations, but apparently in nature itself, that you could ever hear described in all of the Bible. In chapter 7 and verse 1 of the book of Revelation, John, writing about this vision that he saw when he was transported, as it were, in the mind's eye, plummeted forward in time from the Isle of Patmos about 91 or 2 A.D., down into a time yet beyond us, some years ahead in the future, beyond us today. And he was told to look, to behold all of these things, to write it down. It made him and other prophets sometimes so sick, so stricken, that they literally could not eat. They were astonished. They would become petrified with fear with what they saw. And I suppose if you were to even be in a darkened motion picture theater and see the review of some of the things that happened during World War II, it would do the same thing to you. And I suppose if you were a person who had never seen some of the weapons that human beings have been able to design and to invent, and you could literally see, as it were, in slow motion what happened in Hiroshima that day when 92,000 people died in about 30 seconds or so, that it would just blow your mind. You would hardly be able to cope with it. And these prophets of God saw things that they tried to describe, like fire and brimstone and locusts that looked like women with whirring blades and that had stingers in their tails. They'd never seen a tail gunner in a flying fortress. They'd never seen maybe laser rays and a tank spewing out liquid flame. They had never seen space satellites plummeting down to Earth, a nuclear explosion, so they tried to write like furnaces and fires and coals of fire and bottomless pits and smoke coming out, and they tried to write in their own limited language because they were reduced to having to try to put to writing in their own terminology some things that they saw in vision that just about blew their minds. Now he said in verse 1 of chapter 7, "After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having a seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." Now, this sealing is also referred to in a chapter in the book of Ezekiel about the writer's inkhorn, where there are people who are sighing and crying for the abominations they see going on around them, that have an attitude of being converted, of really wanting to serve God and to keep His Ten Commandments, and of being quite stricken with their eyes for all that they see about them in the civilization, the society in which they live. Here is a sealing, and this sealing of the servants of God happens in a time where all human activity is temporarily halted by what is called in the Bible heavenly signs. Now, we saw a couple, three programs ago, before I began doing this 15-minute format that I had begun, in about the 55th of the new half-hour programs that I had made, we started to see that there is going to come a time when all human activity will be temporarily halted, because during that day it will be just like as it shows in the last part of the sixth chapter of Revelation, the heaven departing as a scroll, and a revelation of a brilliant, bright, perhaps many times brighter than the sun, like a nuclear explosion, a light from heaven. It shows a disruption in the very solar system, of the sun not giving its light, the moon turning to red as blood. It shows a meteorite shower, and that the whole world is suddenly going to be so shocked that they will realize there is someone out there, that there is actually, as it were, an invasion on the way toward the earth from outer space. And believe it or not, there is such an invasion planned, but it's not from little green men with one eye in the middle of their head and little antenna, not in little space capsules shaped like saucers or cups or thimbles or anything else, but an invasion from outer space by the returning King of all the universe and of the whole earth, who is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And He has begun a countdown from heaven and is going to rend the heavens and step back down on this earth. Now, the Bible is clear on the time sequence of events between the Great Tribulation, the heavenly signs, and the Day of the Lord. Joel 2:31 and Matthew 24:29 are the only two scriptures you need so that you never get confused about whether or not this time it is called Jacob's trouble in Jeremiah 30, the time it is called Great Tribulation in Matthew 24:21 and 22, is the day of the Lord. It is not. It is a totally separate period of time in biblical prophecy. First tribulation, then the heavenly signs, then the day of the Lord. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, it says in Joel 2:31. And before the great and terrible day of the Lord, all of these heavenly signs shall occur, it says in Matthew 24:29. So if you put them both together, you have very clearly the first five seals of the seven seals of the book of Revelation in the sixth chapter of Revelation represent the great tribulation. The sixth seal represents the heavenly signs. And the seventh seal, when it is opened, is made up of what is called seven trumpet plagues. There are three groupings of seven in the book of Revelation. The last three of those seven trumpet plagues are called three woes that come on the earth. And the third of those three is made up into a unit of seven called the seven last plagues. Now, you can actually diagram, as it were, the book of Revelation, as I've done many, many times in teaching a class in that subject in Ambassador College so many years ago. And you can diagram it very clearly and see the way it is laid out in some of these numbers that really have significance in the plan of God. Now, this sealing is quite literally a human effect that is going to take place in the minds of people when they see with their own eyes what they've been hearing of with their ears for all these years. In short, there are tens of thousands, a 144,000 unit of people, representing 12,000 from every tribe of the nations of Israel, save Dan, with a double portion given to Joseph, meaning 12,000 for Ephraim and 12,000 for Manasseh. That's 144,000. And there is a great, vast, innumerable, or unnumberable, uncountable multitude, which may really add up into the millions of people, who are going to be converted when they see what they have only been hearing of for all of these many years. You see, that's what it's going to take to jar a lot of people loose from their daily rut and their daily way of life. They're simply not going to believe it. They hear it, they listen, they say, well, maybe, but it isn't deeply enough into their minds and ingrained deeply enough into their day-to-day lives to just shock them into an awareness of what is really going to happen. They are not used to listen to a warning. They're just like the people maybe in Warsaw in 1936 who could not have known what Hitler was going to do to that nation. Had they known, had someone come there and warned them, do you think they would have listened to the warning? Do you think people in their little kiosks selling newspapers on the corner, the haberdasher or the cobbler, the dressmaker, the baker, would have gotten up and fled in terror if people would have said, I tell you, in 6 months Hitler is going to bomb Warsaw and destroy our nation? They would not have believed it. They would have said, go away and leave me alone. Even as people today will not believe the warning message that is going out. But then, when they see in the heavens itself, not only the global catastrophes that the Bible says are going to happen, but the heavens themselves opened up, as it were. This chapter, the seventh chapter, shows that people are going to fall to their knees and cry out to God, and they're going to receive God's protection. And they're going to be, as it says in the Bible, sealed. That means they're going to be given His Holy Spirit and be made Christian people and protected of the rest of all these events to occur during the day of the Lord. Well, world peace is going to come, but it's always darkest before the dawn, and there's a great deal of trouble that is going to come before that time.